Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here for Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk live from the press box at Globe Life Field. Thanks for joining us here.
Going to Pudge Rodriguez.
Hey, there he is. Is Palmeiro up?
No, I don't think so.
No Palmeiro? What a joke.
Pudge has a Pudge in that picture.
Well, I mean, that's retired Pudge, so, you know.
Yeah.
You're allowed to have that. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Drew.
It'd be really weird. Sure, Archie Manning could find a way to,
but Strange
to find a spot
Drew.
For it.
Strange Drew.
Strange Drew.
So
Strange
Drew is where I was today, so it was on the brain.
How was that?
I'll tell you about it. Let me get to the ad reads, and we'll talk about that for a second before we what we got to talk about after that.
You know what? There's so many things we could talk about.
We're going to talk. We got a little bit more on this show than you think. We'll get to that though. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. So, you know, yesterday, Saturday, got done with basketball at like 3 o'clock and decided to text the wife, like, what do we want to eat? She said, beef. I said, do you want to eat pork chops? And she was like, no, I want beef. I was like,
yes.
Okay. So I pulled a joke on her. I came home and she was like, are you going to cook? I was like, yeah, I'll fire up the grill for those pork chops in just a minute. And she was like, I said I didn't want pork chops. I was like, yeah, you said you wanted to have beef. I pulled a dad joke on her. But in reality, I grilled some strip steaks. And they were delicious.
I bet she was ready to just slap you.
She gave me a look. She was just like, I hate you so much right this second. But the steaks were awesome.
That's an everyday look. I don't think that look ever changes.
Steaks, baked potatoes, and I did some broccoli. Man, it was just delicious. And that was my weekend. And, you know, cooking steaks on the grill, it took me like 10 minutes, almost as much time to get the coals hot as it took to cook the steaks. That's the beauty of beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. Ate beef 3 times last week. That's a good week.
I just ate a hamburger from Whataburger.
They're getting a Whataburger in Tupelo.
I saw that.
Hopefully, Starkville next.
Yes.
College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everybody's looking for maroon and white merchandise these days. They've got it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you. It was the tweet you just sent. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Fleet Flow by the Half Shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Won't be long, guys, for Mother's and Mother's Day and Father's Day will be here. Get ready now with a trip to College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank. They are going to treat you with respect and give you a level of service you only get at Priority One Bank. They treat you like a neighbor, not a number. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location, let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It was a fun day for me. So I got up. I knew what I was going. So I'm going. I was going to be on the Breaking Bread with Stafford Sheridan podcast, and this podcast is hosted at his restaurant. And on Sundays they do a country buffet. So I walked an extra mile this morning. I did 4 miles today instead of 3 because I was like, I need to have the extra room. That's a good restaurant. Fried chicken. They had fried ribs on the menu today, too. Those were good. All the sides, a little red velvet cake for dessert. Really good. Good conversation. I don't know how much, like, we talked for almost 2 hours. And I don't know how much of that he'll use, but that podcast, he said it'll probably be out next Tuesday, and I'll see it when it comes out, I guess. So, but Drew, I thought Drew was further away. It's only like a 2-hour drive. It wasn't that bad. So,
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
yeah, just grind the dough.
The
Went
food
through
was amazing.
Schlater and Ruleville. It was great.
Nice.
So,
Yeah, we probably used about, I would say 15 of those names on this thing.
yeah. I went through. I was in Sunflower and LaFleur and all that. Yeah, exactly. So,
Yes.
all right. A little later in the pod, I want to talk about Brennan Thompson, and I
Okay.
want to do a quick basketball thing, just super quick, it's on
Do we
the
have
surface.
to?
Just, well, you'll like it. It's negative. So,
Oh, good.
but we got to start with
I don't even want to
baseball.
do that.
All right. The big takeaway is this: if you had the system they've implemented in MLB right now, we would be talking about an undefeated Mississippi State team right this second. They got screwed. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They got screwed today. They should have won the game on a walk-off walk in the bottom of the ninth inning, but they didn't. And I'm gonna give you a couple of things here. You said you tweeted out Mississippi State did not play its best game today in any way, right? Offensively, they were very good against a good UCLA pitching staff, but they made too many mistakes on the mound. Six hit batters, four walks. They were caught stealing three times on the base paths. Just that's the kind of mistakes you can't make against a team like UCLA. You can make those mistakes against Troy. You can make those mistakes against Lipscomb this upcoming weekend. I guess the number one team in the nation. That you see what happens.
Yeah, and I think that's the takeaway. I think you have to look at this from a single game standpoint. Anybody that's looking big picture on this in a negative light, I think is just really missing
Yeah.
the boat here. I mean, it's just a knee-jerk reaction. But it was certainly, you saw a team that I think did the little things right, and Mississippi State did not. Hey guys, I'm on podcasts. Anyways, you have a situation where State's just not getting. I'm sorry, we got the A&M fans just like roaming up here in the press box for whatever reason. Mississippi State was getting thrown out on the bases. They're walking, hitting guys. They're not coming up in certain situations. Those are teaching moments for Brian O'Connor that I think is going to pay dividends in the end. And it certainly is a frustrating situation for Mississippi State fans. That you were two pitches, one pitch, whatever, away from winning this ball game. And in two different innings or two different half innings, you have the bases clear, you have two outs, and you hit a guy on the foot. And then you give up a two-run jack to an All-American shortstop. But you come right back, and to me, the bottom of the ninth inning was more terrible luck for Mississippi State than it was just not doing a good job. I've seen the people that are upset about Jacob Parker's at bat or Aiden Till maybe not battling there in that situation. But the fact of the matter is Jacob Parker is a true freshman in that moment for the first time ever. And he didn't take advantage of it. That's fine. There were still two outs to play with in that situation. State couldn't get the job done. But State was screwed with Aiden Till. And I know they had other opportunities to win this ball game, but they were flat out screwed when it came to that strike call. And was it too close to take? I don't know. I mean, that's a tough pitch to swing on right there on a 3-2 count.
For a left-handed hitter, he's probably not going to swing there.
I don't know, other than just fouling it off and battling right there, but he saw what we all saw, that it was inside. And that was ball four. That should have been the ball game. Mississippi State should have won this thing. What I really take away from it is I think that Mississippi State is an even better team, I think, right now than we thought going into this weekend. I think we all thought that they could be a really good team. But to come down here and do what they did and have offensively, especially what they did this weekend, was incredible. That bottom of the ninth, notwithstanding, this is such a relentless offense that I think they're never out of a ball game. And to the point where you're going up against the number one team in the country, who is one of the toughest teams in the country to get out, to strike out, and you had every opportunity to win that ball game. It's still early, but UCLA is ahead of Mississippi State right now. This is a team that's returning a lot of talent from a College World Series team. They're preseason number one for a reason. They played like that, especially on the weekends. And so it should be, and I think the vibe I was getting downstairs, I mean, everybody was rightfully pissed because they didn't get the job done. But the vibe that I got down there was, hey, we're gonna be pretty freaking good. You know, I think that there's a lot of things to clean up, and that's the scary thing about it is there is a lot of things to clean up, and this team should be 12-0 with a win over number one in the country.
The other two games, and we talked about it this week. You had a bad feeling you thought about the Arizona State game, and early on it kind of went the way we talked about with that left-handed pitcher of theirs. Carlin was just heaving the ball. I mean, he was throwing really, really well. Then when State's able to chase him out of the game, and he has the I don't know if he had the injury. I don't know if they've updated that or not. You bring in a guy like Garrett Fry off the bench, ready to go, locked in. First pitch gone, and then the ball game is essentially over. It's 4-0 Mississippi State. Saturday's game kind of played out the way we thought it would. Virginia Tech was obviously the overmatched team in this tournament, and then they go 0-3 and didn't really have much of a chance in any of the games they played. And probably should have been run ruled. Again, they try to get Jack Bauer an inning, and kind of unlucky, right? Hit a couple of ground, gets a couple of ground balls that defenders can't make a play on. And he has to leave the ball game, but State's able to close it out and they win comfortably. I agree with you, and this is something that was kind of being repeated by the national guys. If you watch these games this weekend, Aaron Fitt, Jacob Rudner, they were sitting right back down there behind the plate. They all said the same thing. They said, "We came away more impressed with Mississippi State than we thought that we would be." They really see that this team can be a national title contender. There's almost no question in my mind that Mississippi State and UCLA are going to see each other again down the road. That this is going to be a matchup we're probably going to see potentially in Omaha when we're talking about Mississippi State and UCLA. I want to give you some credit for something, by the way. You said early in the week, you were like, "I feel like people are giving up on Ryder Woodson too early. Like he had a rough first weekend, but he's putting good swings on the ball. They're going to start finding some gaps." He had four hits today, three doubles. I thought he had a really good tournament. State was good defensively in this tournament. He was a big piece of that. But that's another. This lineup is just a beast, 1 through 9. I mean, when Bryce Chance is hitting 450 in the 9 hole, we saw what Ace Reese could do. Ace Reese would have had two home runs on Sunday if he was playing at Duty Noble Field. But he hit him to the deepest part of that ballpark, unfortunately for him. Noah Sullivan with a big home run. Reed Stallman with a couple of home runs. There's just so many guys in this lineup who can make a difference for Mississippi State. And on any given night, if one guy's off, it feels like there's another guy who can pick him up.
Yeah, Ryder Woodson especially, that's just like I think a lot of people get caught up in the end result of at bats. And it kind of goes back to the whole like this knee-jerk reaction that this fan base seems to have. Like we're not ready for the big time and we're in trouble, all this stuff. Like you have to look at the big picture in a different way. I mean, it can't be, one game is the end of the season and going through a drought, it doesn't mean that you're not doing what you're supposed to do when you get up there, or you're not having great at bats. Ryder Woodson was getting out on balls that were hit in the hundreds coming off the bat. That to me tells me that the guy's locked in. There's just people standing there, and the balls just, I mean, he just can't find a drop. And you look back at yesterday, I think he was 0 for 2 on Saturday against Virginia Tech. And just absolutely smoked the ball to center field. It was the same place where Ace Reese hit his two fly balls on Sunday. It's like 410 feet in left center, which is the deepest part.
Out at Duty Noble, out at almost any
Yes.
park in the SEC.
And if either one of those guys pull him, if Ryder Woodson pulls it to left field, if Ace Reese pulls his as well, those are home runs, but they both hit them to the deepest part of the ballpark, but they were scorched. They absolutely demolished the baseball. And Brian O'Connor's been saying for weeks, this guy's just absolutely scalding the ball. It's just not falling. Well, it's like I told the guys in the press box yesterday, I was like, I'm just waiting for Woodson to just get a blooper, a dribbler, infield single. And
Something
sure
just to,
enough, that first hit was an
yeah.
infield single. He gets on base. He has three straight hits. He comes up to bat and three straight at bats, he gets hits. And then today he had three consecutive doubles. He was 4 for 5. So in his last two ball games, he's 7 for his last 8. He's locked in at the plate. The ball is dropping. He's a guy that is he's got a chance to be really good. And we've been saying that for a while, and people have been wondering, why do you keep him in the ballgame? He's batting 220 or whatever it was. You know, he had made a couple of mistakes at shortstop, but otherwise has been pretty good at shortstop as well. And now you're starting to see it. You're starting to see why people think he's so special. And Brian O'Connor is one of those guys, like, he's not just going to freak out if a guy's going through a slump and pull him out of the lineup. And also, you want your shortstop to get as many reps as possible so he's comfortable, because that's a very important part of your defense. So, you know, for the people that have been wondering, why are you not trying Drew Wires there? Why are you not trying Yatlin Sanders or whatever? It's because they believe that Ryder Woodson has a chance to be special at shortstop, and they're trying to get him comfortable because he was playing third base last year at North Carolina State and, by the way, did not play a ton. So this is really his first time to get these reps, and it's paying off, I think. And now you're at the point where you have such a good lineup, you can afford for guys to go through some slumps. Ace Reese was 0 for 5 against Arizona State, and Mississippi State found a way to pick up the offense. They can have bad days from guys offensively and still be in really good shape.
I think what's, you know, when you look at guys like, you know, Sean James is the guy we did not talk about very much this offseason, and he's been really good for Mississippi State offensively. Andrew Raymond is a guy. I mean, I don't know, Robbie, if we mentioned Andrew Raymond's name before the season started.
We did not. We did not.
A couple of hits today. Reed Stallman is a guy that we didn't talk very much about at all. And then what was that press conference right before the season? O'Connor mentions, he's like, Stallman's been practicing really well. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, he's going to play a bigger role than we thought. Well, he's hitting 348 and he's got he's got two home runs today. And, you know, he's looking like he's going to be the everyday first baseman.
He's over 400 now.
Yeah. So he's going to be tough to pull out of the lineup. Maybe they want to play righty lefty with him and Beavis. I don't know, but that's the good thing. You've got the depth and you've got the ability to do that. From a
that,
pitching,
by the way,
yeah.
Reed Stallman, that might be right now the story of the season to this point, as far as from an individual standpoint. Him going from a guy that was, you know, he came in and he mashed a few home runs, but for the most part was just kind of a, you know, he was just okay last year in his first year with State. His adjustments and his development has been really impressive. He's now, you know, moved into the, you know, the 400 range with a lot of other guys. He's third on the team in batting average. You know, he's got 11 hits, 4 doubles, 3 home runs. This was a guy that was striking out a ton last year. And, you know, he has 7 strikeouts and 27 at bats. So, you know, he still had a propensity to strike out, but those are starting to go down. And you're starting to see really good at bats, and you're starting to see walks and hit by pitch and just having a really good approach. And he's scalding everything. So he's become a better hitter this season than he was last year, and significantly at that. And so that's been a huge development. I mean, I do wonder too, like, how much of that was he needed a year to adjust to this level of baseball.
Very possible, yeah.
You play for Campbell, which has been a good program, but it's completely different from what you see in the SEC, the pitching. And a lot of these guys, sometimes they get overwhelmed. The biggest benefit for him was getting a year and being able to come back, a lot like Connor Hyzak did for Mississippi State. So
that's a good comparison.
This guy's been a revelation. We all counted him out because there were so many options at first base and the outfield. It was like, why did he come back?
Yeah.
It makes no sense that he came back with all these guys still in this roster. And people said the same thing about Bryce Chance. And looky here, Garrett Fry too. Three of your top four hitters are those guys.
Yeah.
That preseason we were talking about, how do you find at-bats for Garrett Fry? How's Bryce Chance going to stay in the lineup? How does Reed Stallman get in there? And now these are guys that you're sitting there going, you can't take them out.
Yeah.
You know, Garrett Fry, say what you want to about the splits or whatever, You can't take the guy out right now.
No.
I mean, he's hitting the ball extremely hard. He's one of the top hitters on the team. You cannot take him out of the lineup. So it's going to get tougher and tougher for guys like Blake Beavis and Drew Weyers, who, by the way, are having, good at bats when they're in the ball game, but it's just tough to get them in there.
And this is what we talked about all offseason. We said that, hey, the competition is going to be cutthroat, and it's going to, there are going to be guys who are good players who don't get the opportunities that maybe they think they deserve. But it's just going to be like, when you're in the game, if you don't produce, you're just not going to play because there's somebody there to back you up. From a pitching standpoint this weekend, McPherson looked like a Friday night ace. I mean, he looked fantastic. I thought Valencia was really good on Saturday. And I thought Duke Stone was good. He made the one mistake, but he was okay on Sunday. I mean, he's pitching. He won't pitch against a better lineup this year.
That's what I was gonna say. I think the big thing, like that really led to a struggle for him, is that he could not put them away because they're so pesky. Like this lineup's so difficult to strike out, and you have a pitching staff that they're averaging 13 strikeouts per 9 innings. Mississippi State, which is sixth in the country, they came into this ball game. They had 2 games this year where they didn't have 10 or more strikeouts, and they just could not get them out with 2 strikes. And I think that played a factor. He had such a good first inning, where he had, I think,
Six
six
pitches.
pitches. And then the second inning, they wear on him a little bit. The third inning, they really started to
They
do some
got to him a little
damage
bit.
to him. It's just a tough lineup, man. I come away from this game and you want to say, State screwed the pooch or the umpire screwed it. Like, this is just a really good team. Like, this is a elite baseball team that they went up against that they refused to lose to. I mean, State should have won that ball game, but at the end of the day, that's the number one team in the country. And you better do everything you possibly can to put them away. That's how people, I think, are going to think about Mississippi State as this thing goes along. If you give any of them life, you're going to pay for it. And we saw that in 2021 with that team. I mean, how many times did they win close ball games? This team's got to figure that part out. And they have in a couple of games, but I think this is good for them to go through this experience and try to come out of it.
I think it gives them a little motivation, It's going to give them something to look forward to. We want to see those guys again, kind of thing. Big game tomorrow. Big game against Southern Mississippi. USM undefeated week. They run ruled Alabama. They swept Louisiana Tech in Ruston this weekend. They
That's
have
a
a
top
great,
10 team.
they should move into the top 10. This has got to be, and we'll let Logan Lowry tell us in the game notes. This has to be the first ever top 10 matchup between these two schools. It absolutely has to be. This, in my opinion, may be the biggest regular season game Southern Miss has ever played. I don't know what the crowd's going to be. I don't know what their record crowd is. I would assume it's their game against Ole Miss in the Super Regional a couple of years ago. I feel like this is going to challenge that. There'll be plenty of state fans there who can get tickets, but the USM fans are going to provide an incredible atmosphere, and it's going to be a hornet's nest for Brian O'Connor to work into. I've been communicating with Logan Lowry tonight. They got their flight delayed in Dallas. They're staying the night in Dallas. I don't know if Brian O'Connor will join us tomorrow on Sports Talk Mississippi or not. Just keep that in mind. We will talk to Coach O'Connor at some point this week. Maybe may have to wait until after the USM game to do that, but we will figure that out. Don't worry, and we will get Coach O'Connor on Sports Talk Mississippi at
That's
some
going
point.
to be a rough travel because there was some thought that they would just go to Hattiesburg from here, which I actually considered doing, but I thought different. But they found some cheaper flights. Is John Sokoloff in charge of the itinerary
Oh,
here?
man. I found a
So
great deal. Priceline.com.
so they're going to go to Memphis and then bus back to Starkville and then Tuesday morning drive down to Hattiesburg. I guess they're going to do that. They're going to go to Memphis
They
tomorrow and
really
then
should just go straight to Hattiesburg.
they should.
They
They
really
should,
should.
but I don't know. But it's going to be a tough game. Southern Miss has a really good lineup. Christian Ostrander is always going to have the pitching, and they're going to have depth, especially relative to their competition.
They have
I don't
more
know what
depth
their plans
they've
are.
had in recent years, too.
But at the same time, like, I feel so much more confident about Mississippi State going into that situation under Brian O'Connor than I have in the past few years.
It's not a
and, and that's not a Chris Lemonis thing. That's like that dates back to Andy Canizero. Like, I just feel better about how this team approaches things under Brian O'Connor.
I think
and this offense is really good.
My biggest concern is that State hasn't faced a really hostile crowd this year. This is the first one, first true road game against a really good Southern Mississippi team. I'm going to try to reach out to Dima Mixon from Pine Belt Sports and the Eagle Hour, see if we can get him on the podcast today to give us a little bit of the preview of the Golden Eagles, who are playing some really, really good baseball right this second. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother here in Starkville. Two fantastic places to eat. Hey, baseball back in Starkville this weekend. That means I get to extend my wing count for the season. Looking forward to that. But I'm also looking forward. I need to make a trip to Two Brothers this week. I haven't been in quite some time. Need to do that this week. Robbie, perhaps you and I could go there together as friends.
Perhaps.
Hope to see you guys there. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend, you need to take a trip to the Cotton District and enjoy some Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. What is going on?
Just, those guys? I mean, I just would like to be in like a quiet area, and it just seems
so
like
they
every
lock
time
you out of
I
the
try
press
to,
box. I guess because there'll
no,
be
like,
A&M
I mean,
people are there.
like. No, there's like a media workroom up here that's locked. They were selling us food up here in the press box, by the way, which I've never experienced in my life. Like, you had to buy food. That's and then awesome. they locked the drink cooler. And so, like, a while ago, we had these two teenage boys from A&M coming in here, like, taking pictures of everything, getting loud and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, you see me talking on a podcast, and like, they're breaking into the
None
cooler.
None of them were Stingray, were they?
No, these guys weighed about 120.
Okay,
and
making sure.
Yeah. So, So I'm just like. Eventually, I was just like, okay, can you guys just be quiet, please? Like, you're sitting here, you hear me talking, and you're having a conversation, doing six.
I know
seven,
how it goes.
And,
I know how it goes.
And now it'll be like cleaning's going on up here. I mean, it's a mess.
Oh well. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
50.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, just call them back. Talk to the same people. They sold you the product. Now they're going to get it fixed for you. That's the kind of relationship you're going to get to have. And you don't have to worry about waiting around for someone to show up to fix it because they're in Mississippi and you're in Mississippi. A lot of times they can happen the same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. We need the wide shot of you here. What's going on here?
The drink cooler is like, it sounds like it's about to die. Okay, just keep going. I'm going to have to do something here.
All right. I can't wait to see what happens. Maroon & Co. is the place to go when you need Mississippi State gear here in Starkville. Big weekend of baseball coming up. In between games, when you got a chance to shop locally, do it at Maroon & Co. because they've got the biggest and best selection of Mississippi State gear that you're going to find. All of the logos that you want, all of the name brands that you want, including the awesome new LA7 brand from former Diamond Dog Luke Alexander. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. You can use that in-store or online at maroonandco.com. When you come to Starkville for Mississippi State sports, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. I see that our friend Mr. Jonathan hit you up on Twitter, showed you
he's
off
trying to
the
like
goods.
He's trying to force me to come in there and buy like a zero turn lawnmower.
There you go. Just go ahead and get it. That's the kind of product that lasts a lifetime.
I have a flat tire on my. I noticed the other day I have a flat tire on my lawnmower. I might just have to like just trash it just because of the flat tire. Like we've gone too far. There's
yeah.
I can't get
that's
this
what
fixed.
Richard Cross would do with a Ford F-150. It's like, oh, it's got some dirt on it. Let me go get a new truck. So
some
same
guy
thing.
Hit my truck with I got a tiny little scratch on it. Get it out.
Somebody threw a nickel at my truck. I need a new one. You can do that with your lawnmower and get it at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden because you can get 0% financing on their commercial mowers for up to 60 months. Their credit department will turn you in a great deal. Everything you're looking for, John Deere Green, they've got it at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. In Saltillo, they have what you want for less. Good Hope Land and Timber. Guys, if you are looking to buy or sell land in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber can make that happen for you. If you need to buy a couple hundred acres or a couple thousand acres, doesn't matter what you're looking using the land for, Good Hope Land and Timber is here for you. And if you're already a landowner, you should already know Good Hope Land and Timber. They help you make smart, sustainable, and profitable decisions regarding your land. They are experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a quick phone call to Good Hope Land and Timber. Friendly people, expert service. Find out why Good Hope Land and Timber is locally trusted and landowner approved. All right, here we go. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, 4-1,000. Brennan Thompson just ran 40 yards.
Yeah, that was fast.
And he
slipped up on the second one and he ran a 4-3.
Yeah. So somebody asked on Sports Up Mississippi, if I stood on the 25, and he had to be on the other goal line, right? So he's 75 yards away from me. Could I beat him? And I said yes. 25 yards, it's probably going to take me like 5.5 seconds, all right? He can't run 100 yards in 5 seconds. It is just not physically possible, right? But like the 40, he's going to win.
Yeah.
He's going to win.
You know, that dude has been – like he is – I remember whenever we first talked to him, which was I think at SEC Media Days.
Media Days, yeah. And I remember you and I both saying, why are they bringing this guy?
Yeah, and I remember him being so confident. Like when he got there, he was like, I'm the fastest wide receiver in college football. And we were like, okay.
Yeah.
You know,
he actually was.
You're the fastest wide receiver in college football. How come you haven't really done anything yet? And then we saw him in this offense.
Yeah.
And he proved it.
He is the fastest wide receiver.
I wonder what would he have done had the offensive line been a little bit better. Blake Shapen was able to kind of set his feet and let him get free. I mean, this guy could have had 1,500 yards receiving. Yeah.
He led the SEC in receiving with, I would say, we'll say below average quarterback play and certainly below average offensive line play. So, I feel like there's more juice for the squeeze available with Brennan Thompson, who will almost certainly break Mississippi State's now 30-year record of not having a wide receiver drafted at all. Probably has moved himself into the early third, late second round consideration with that showing there in the NFL scouting combine. I mean, it's one thing to do it. It's another thing to say you're going to do it and do it anyway. And that's what – for the past couple of weeks, people have been coming out, like draft analysts are like, Brennan Thompson will run the fastest 40. He will run the fastest 40. And, you know, there was some pressure on him, I think. You know, you saw the guy from Ohio State, Styles, ran a 4.28, and you're like, that's moving. 4.26 is burning speed. And that's just not something that you can coach. So, congrats to Brennan Thompson. He is certainly going to hear his name called on the second day, I think, of the NFL draft. What a player.
Yeah. And I what was crazy is the top two wide receivers, I think, were Mississippi State guys, Xavion Thomas. And,
yeah.
I mean, Xavion obviously went to LSU, but I mean,
one of my LSU cousins put in our group chat today. He's like, Xavion made himself a lot of money running that 4.28. And I just replied with, could have made a lot more if he had stayed at a school that would have featured him.
Yeah, but imagine if he would have been in this offense.
Yeah, he would have had 130 catches over the last 2 years and would have probably been one of the top receivers in the country. Also would have made more in NIL here at Mississippi State than he made at LSU. But, you know, I guess that's water under the bridge. I hope you enjoyed the Texas Bowl this year, Xavion. I'm sure it was
he got to play for the Tigers.
That's all he wanted. I don't even know that it's what he wanted. I don't even know that. I think it's what the people around him wanted. But he lost out on some money in that deal, and he lost out on a ton of production not being here at Mississippi State. But he did run a fast 40, so we'll see what happens with him. NFL draft about a month and a half away or something like that. I think it's in early April, so I don't have
the exact.
Is it in Pittsburgh this year? What's the date on that? Let's get the NFL draft.
Like April 20-something?
Starts April 23rd from Point State Park and Acrisure Stadium, where apparently, according to the NFL Players Association, there's not enough restrooms for the players. Did you read this?
I mean, I've been in that locker room, and it's not great. But the reasoning they gave
That's
Because
crazy.
when you go in there, like I posted a picture of the locker room on my Instagram or
Yeah.
whatever. It's just a big open room. Like
Yeah.
it's just a big, like there's nothing special about it. It's a big open room, lockers around the, like, I mean, there's nothing special about the lockers. There's no like chair in there where you can lean back and take a nap, like some of these places. The bathrooms are totally pedestrian, but they say they just do that because they bust there or whatever. Everybody shows up at the stadium, plays the game, and leaves. Like it's not, that's not their locker room that they're normally in at their facility, which is across the city. So that's, I don't know what it's like everywhere else. I haven't been
Yeah.
anywhere else, but it was very pedestrian. I was kind of surprised how average it was.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, it probably, if that's being reported, it probably is bottom of the line. But
Yeah.
that's how the Steelers are. I mean, they're just not very flashy. They're old school, and they're probably still drinking out of the water hose or the
Get the
PVC
bucket
pipe
with the
with coal.
ladle. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Take a
That
salt tablet.
the PVC pipe with the water
Yes,
now, like we
very,
used to
very
have
old
at
school
Winston
there.
Academy.
NFL Combine, only one Bulldog there, and that was Brennan Thompson. So, Pro Day will be sometime in the month of March, and a few more guys will have their opportunity to work out. But don't expect to hear anybody's name called in the NFL draft other than Thompson from Mississippi State. I want to talk about basketball just real quick, and then we'll get out of here. I've been saying for the nothing's changed on my thought process, right? This is a wash for Jans. You get this year, don't do it again. You got to rebuild. That's fine. But we talked to him afterwards, and man, did he sounded defeated, and that was rough. After the game on Saturday, a game where State trailed by as many, I think, as 32, and once the lead went to double digits, it just stayed there. No chance against Missouri. This is six losses in SEC play by 20 plus points. Again, I'm not saying to make a move or anything, but that is a result where if you want it to change, you could point to that and go, they gave up. Like,
Yep.
and Jans talked about it. He said that he knows the effort's not there, and that's on him because it's his job to motivate and get his guys ready to play, and he has failed at that. It was some really like honest and tough comments from him, I thought, on Saturday after that game. I haven't seen that side of Chris Jans before.
Well, I mean, it's very obvious that they're not playing hard. I mean, there's not. I mean, Missouri, I think, is playing pretty good basketball,
They're not as good
and
as the state made them look, though.
they're not as good as they were last year.
No.
And now 2 years in a row, Missouri's absolutely embarrassed you on your own home court. This isn't the only team, by the way, that's come to Starkville and just demolished State.
Right.
And like
Kentucky.
they're not even putting up a fight at home.
Yeah.
They had to have a historic performance from Josh Hubbard to beat a 500 Auburn team. And so, if you lose to Ole Miss at home, Vandy blows you out, who's just okay.
They're okay. Kentucky's just okay.
Kentucky's just okay. I mean, the state was demolished by a bunch of teams that are not as good as a lot of these teams were last year in the conference.
Yeah.
And, I know I'm not going to go back into the whole rant we went on last week, but like, but there's still people that are like, I bet Chris Jans wants to get out of Mississippi State because he just doesn't get the support. Like, in what world is the support, when you look at the team and the performance that they're putting on, in what world is the support the issue there?
Yeah. The other thing
Like,
that bothers me.
if you're actually watching Mississippi State basketball and you have the ability to dissect anything in your brain, and you come away with, oh, they just don't have the NIL, then you're an idiot. I mean,
Yeah.
you're just you, your opinion means nothing, and you shouldn't speak on basketball ever. If that's your takeaway, that it's just NIL, then you are a pea-brained idiot that doesn't have the ability to look at anything other than the surface.
I feel like I need to look at your mentions. It feels like this is kind of personal. Somebody must have said something to you.
I mean, my mentions again were an absolute crap show over the weekend. So yeah, you can look at them if you want to, if you would
I'm gonna
like
have
to
to.
have. If you would like to have more heartburn,
Yeah, you know me.
lose the will to exist. I mean, that happens a lot.
One thing I just want to say is this, though. When Jans talks about the effort and that, like, you can change the starting lineup.
Yeah.
Like you keep starting these guys who aren't giving you the effort. You know, at this point, the season's over, right? What do I care if you start three freshmen? You know, what do I care? I don't. You start Hubbard,
Think that
Grace, JDF, Jones, and somebody else. Who cares?
in the defense, to me, that says more about Chris Jans the last couple of years than just like talent. Because the defense being is like you can get effort out of guys defensively that are flying around, that are playing hard, that are not super talented. I don't think that Jans's first team was super talented, but my gosh, they played hard. Every single game, you knew that they were going to play hard. They might get blown out. Alabama might hit a bunch of threes and they might just be better than them, but they were not going to come out there and just lay down. And that's what this team's done. They did it some last year. That to me is the biggest issue right now that I see with Chris Jans' teams is that they're not living up to that defensive mentality that we always hear about. So, you know, you go into next year with Jans and the pressure is on him to win and to show that, you know, they're moving back towards what Chris Jans' style teams look like. And it's going to be a lot of pressure. You know, and his name's coming up for other jobs. Maybe he moves on and goes somewhere else. I don't know. But if he's back, the seat's getting warm. You know, the honeymoon's over there. So they've got a lot of work to do.
Two
I just
games
think a lot of
left.
people have they've lost a little faith. I mean,
By the way,
there was a lot of people that just they were willing to just say, we trust Chris Jans through anything. He's a great coach, he's a hard-nosed coach. We just have to get him players. We have to get him more money. He demanded more money from the fan base. He demanded people show up for games. It's time for that program to start giving back to the fans.
Do you happen to know what the betting line was for Saturday's game?
Missouri minus 9.5.
I'm ready. Are you ready to have your mind blown?
Go ahead.
It was 1.5. Like, Robbie, we could have paid off all of our debts. We could have
Are
had
you
no
kidding?
debt today. That's what the
I
line
can't
was.
believe Vegas has like what is going on here? Do
I
people
don't
just
know
have
what
way
happened
more
there.
faith in Mississippi State
So,
basketball than
real test for the science, by the way, on Tuesday. Mississippi State has a basketball game they are going to lose. They're playing at Florida. They're going to lose
yes.
that game and lose it badly. So we'll see if the science can come through for us, or is it
Well,
just going to be
again, the
the
science
science? It can be two negatives, I know, but
last year, you know, they won against Texas A&M, and I remember tweeting out. That's not good for this baseball team, and the baseball
it
team fell flat on their face at Southern Miss.
yeah,
So,
we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All right, tomorrow's show, maybe Brian O'Connor will join us. Don't know yet. Dema Mixon from the Eagle Hour should be able to join us, and we'll talk a little more as we get ready for this big game between Mississippi State and Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg on Tuesday. Until then, safe travels to you, my friend, and I'll see you tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.